Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And with us today is Janae McNally, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent. Good morning, Janae.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, today, Janae, I understand that you're going to give us some hints on creating a comprehensive spending and savings plan, and that's always a great idea.
Well, it is. And I know if your listeners remember at the end of 2021 and the beginning of 2022, you know, we sometimes talk about New Year's resolutions and whether some of us make those, some of us don't. One of the most common resolutions is something about the subject of finances. Maybe it's want to create a budget or save a little, save for a family vacation, whatever that is. But making and sticking to a budget is a key step towards getting a handle on our debt and working towards a savings goal of any kind. Let's say you want to save money to set aside for emergencies, or you have a dream to save up for a larger goal, like maybe a new car, a down payment on a house, or even retirement. But until you get a realistic picture of how much money you're bringing in and where it's going, it's really difficult to know whether you'll have enough left over to put away. So the first thing we need to do is get our finances in order by creating a budget. A comprehensive plan for your spending and saving will, of course, benefit you for now and the years to come. So we need to first start by thinking of our budget as a tool to help us plan how we spend our money and track how much we save. Before you sit down to make a plan, you should also record your expenses for at least a week to see how much you're actually spending of your money. And so a week will give you some insight. The longer you track it, the spending, the more accurate your budget will be. And there's always time to tweak. There are worksheets, of course, out there that can help give you insight to your monthly income and spending at a glance. You may be surprised to see where your money goes once you've taken care of the essentials like housing, utilities, and transportation. So once you're prepared to make an official budget, there's five easy steps they came up with to start budgeting. First, we need to write down our monthly net income. This money is available after taxes and other deductions are removed from your paycheck. You may be self-employed or have multiple jobs or even receive child support or government benefits. All of those sources should be a factor into what you have available to make ends meet. Next, you want to write down your monthly expenses. This includes fixed expenses and flexible expenses. Those fixed expenses include things like house, car payments, subscriptions to streaming services, maybe even child support. Flexible expenses consist of things that may fluctuate a little bit from month to month, like food or clothing, personal care, most daily expenses. Both are equally important, but the heaviest lift is logging that spending so you get a realistic picture of what your money is, or on an average week or month, what it's going to look like. Next, you want to write down your periodic expenses. So these items are things like property taxes, car tax, car maintenance. If you're finding it hard to come up with these bills because they may only roll around every so often, determine how much these items cost per year, then take that total cost and divide that by 12 and put that amount into a savings account each month so you'll make sure you have enough of that. Number four, subtract your monthly expenses from your monthly income. That number may indicate a need to adjust your spending and help determine how much maybe you might need to do. And then number five, change your monthly habits won't happen overnight. Of course, making and sticking with a budget takes effort, but there are a few things that you can do to be successful. Create a tool or a worksheet that works best for you, or maybe it's even an app that you might have found, but be realistic and start looking at your finances 1 month at a time. Create a way that's easy for you to track income and spending in real time, whether it's on a daily journal or putting receipts in a folder that you have at the end of each week. And one of the most important things you can do is develop a support system. Like sticking to an exercise routine, it's easier to do when you're surrounded by, whether it's family or friends you can trust that offer you support, either by doing a budget with you or listening to you when you struggle. Some months are more expensive than others, and if you have a kid and they have a birthday, that might be a little bit more expensive, but if you want to get started now, and any time's a great time to start tracking your spending and saving for that budget or to create that budget, but even if you do it a week at a time, that will help. And again, there's always needs to tweak. Your budget may be a little different, but feel free to contact me in the Frontier District office. I'm located in the Osage office. Feel free to call me, and I would love to help set up a budgeting worksheet or plan for any of the listeners.
That's great information, Janae. Thank you very much.